Welcome, my friend. You are exactly where you need to be right now. It is not an accident that our paths have crossed. I'm confident that you're here because you are wanting more out of life. Are you ready to live your life with purpose and intention? Are you wondering how on earth to pull it all together? How exactly do you turn your ordinary days into extraordinary days? Girl, let me show you how to stop facing the day ahead and start facing it. Join me, Sarah Elizabeth, each episode as I encourage and motivate you to place unwavering faith in the direction Christ will lead you and surrender yourself to His vision for your life. He's custom designed a life for you beyond your wildest dreams, and I want to help you discover all that He has planned for you to experience. Together, let's put God into the driver's seat of your life. Let's go. It's time to face your day. Welcome in, my beautiful friend. Thank you so much for joining me here today. This episode is going to be short and sweet, but so convicting. This might be one that you bookmark and make it a goal to come back to once in a while when you are feeling deflated, defeated, and derailed. I've titled this week's episode of the Faith Your Day devotional podcast, Here I Am. Let's begin with our Faith Your Day declaration. And I want you to know that the first time in many months today, I have made a tiny tweak to our declaration. You're going to hear something a little different today. And after thinking about the content of this episode, I realized that there is an absolutely critical word missing from our declaration. And this is the word that I had in my mind the whole time that I wrote this episode. And I wanted to add it to our declaration because it is one of those words that is a complete game changer. And I don't know how I have overlooked it for so long not being here until now. And the word is available. I've asked Jesus to help me integrate this word into our declaration. And I want you to listen carefully to see if you notice where he suggested that I put it. All right, here we go. Jesus, thank you so much for loving me in the way that you do. You designed me on purpose for a purpose. I want to live to my full potential today with a mindset that honors you and a soul that seeks to know you better. Jesus, I know that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and I ask you to guide me and reveal to me what it is that you want to show me here, have me experience here, and learn from this season. Help mold me and shape me into the best version of me. I will live today as your vessel, ready to receive your word, respond to your promptings, and pour out your overflowing love to those all around me. Please allow your thoughts to become my thoughts, your ways to become my ways, and your will to become what I truly desire. Jesus, if you are in it, I want it. And if you are not, I don't. I make myself available to you, and I choose to faith this day of life. I am so grateful to be your girl. In Jesus' name, amen. Each and every day, you probably wage a battle with confidence, right? You likely have dreams you want to pursue, but fear you won't have what it takes to make them a reality. You probably struggle with the dreaded imposter syndrome, where you question if you are qualified or good enough. You might wonder if there is more for you, but don't feel like you deserve it because of your past and the mistakes you've made. Would you be surprised if I told you that a little mindset shift mixed with your availability today and a whole lot of Jesus is the answer that you need? I'm learning that this is the fix for almost every problem I personally face. If you have that combination of mindset, availability, and Jesus, yeah, it's a beautiful thing. So what does it mean and what does it look like to be available to Jesus? And how can that help? Well, availability creates a posture of openness to receive the power of the Holy Spirit working in your day. God is available to us 24/7, 365, anywhere we are, anywhere we go, whatever we are doing, and no matter the time, we have access to Him through prayer and through praise. You don't have to book a time to chat with God to let him know how you are feeling. And my sister, he is wondering if you will make yourself available to him as well, 24/7, 365. And that is where many of us can get a little freaked out, right? What do you mean God wants access to me all the time? Like, don't we just carve out a little God time on Sunday morning, or maybe for our daily prayer, or when we say grace, or when we study scripture? How on earth are we expected to give all of us all the time to him? How will we get anything else done in our day, home and work and socializing? Where does all of that fit in? In order to best understand how to integrate God fully into our lives, we have to first have a really good understanding of why this is so critical to being able to access the life we were truly designed for. If we take full control over our lives, well, then we are only ever going to be able to access what our human capabilities and capacities allow. We will be limited by our own energy and our own talents and our own skill. And so many people choose this option. And I want you to look around, my sister. How many people do you know who look like they are spending their day running up hills both ways, struggling to open doors that seem to be seized shut, battling enormous challenges that continually crush them? That's what is normal in our society. And girl, normal is broken. Normal is burnt out. Normal is broke. And normal is butthurt. And I don't want any part of that. And I know you don't either. So what other option do we have besides quote unquote normal? Well, the other option certainly isn't normal, but it's a good one. And that is to change your mindset about your life. To shift from a mindset of this life is all mine and I'll do what I want with it, thank you very much, to a mindset of this life is a gift from God. And I have been placed in charge of stewarding it, aka managing it, in the way that God is asking me to live it. So therefore, I need to reach out to him continually to ask him what it is that he wants for me. Girl, once you realize this life is the biggest blessing you could ever ask for, you're going to treat it in a whole new way. Let's be real. We don't deserve this. We haven't earned this. We aren't entitled to this gift of life every day that we receive. And we certainly don't call the shots when it comes to the amount of time we have been allotted here on earth. So why on earth would we ever think that we can possibly do this on our own? When we make ourselves available to God, we change the narrative. And that looks like starting your day by surrendering it back to him, actually telling him through prayer that you are available for whatever it is he needs you to do today. And my sister, that can feel scary, but trust me on this one, outside of your comfort zone is where all of his best blessings reside. Our scripture today comes from 1 Samuel chapter 3, and I'm going to read verses 1 to 10 from the Message translation. And the chapter here is called, Speak God, I'm Ready to Listen. The boy Samuel was serving God under Eli's direction. This was at a time when the revelation of God was rarely heard or seen. One night, Eli was sound asleep. His eyesight was very bad. He could hardly see. It was well before dawn. The sanctuary lamp was still burning. Samuel was still in bed in the temple of God where the chest of God rested. Then God called out, Samuel, Samuel. Samuel answered, Yes, I'm here. Then he ran to Eli saying, I heard you call. Here I am. Eli said, I didn't call you. Go back to bed. And so he did. God called again. Samuel, Samuel. Samuel got up and went to Eli. I heard you call. Here I am. Again, Eli said, Son, I didn't call you. Go back to bed. This all happened before Samuel knew God for himself. It was before the revelation of God had been given to him personally. God called again, Samuel, the third time. Yet again, Samuel got up and went to Eli. Yes, I heard you call me. Here I am. That's when it dawned on Eli that God was calling the boy. So Eli directed Samuel, go back and lie down. If the voice calls again, say, speak, God. I'm your servant, ready to listen. Samuel returned to his bed. Then God came and stood before him exactly as before, calling out, Samuel, Samuel. Samuel answered, speak. I'm your servant, ready to listen. For most of us, we will never hear the physical voice of God like Samuel did, but we will feel his prompting from the Holy Spirit, a nudge reminding us to pursue him. He's asking you to be available today. Will you be so bold as to respond with, here I am, Lord, speak. Your servant is listening. I wonder what it is he will reveal to you. I wonder how he will transform your heart. I wonder how he will encourage you to steward this day of life you've been given. One very practical way to be available today is to begin each day with the following prayer, and you can feel free to use this one or modify it as you need. Lord, what do you want me to do today with all of what you've entrusted me with to honor you and to advance your kingdom? Please reveal to me how I can be a blessing to others, and please guide me every minute of today. I've made a little habit when I walk from the parking lot of the school that I teach at to the front doors when I come in, and I made a habit of saying a little prayer as I walk. And as I walk my short little distance from my car to the door, I thank God for allowing me to have the opportunity to teach here. And I ask him for something very specific. I ask him to allow the interactions he wants me to have in the building that day to happen according to how he wants. I ask him to guide me into the conversations he wants me to have. I ask him to show me anyone who needs my encouragement and kind words that day. And I ask him to place me in whatever role he needs me to fill that day. I am a resource teacher at our school, and I work with small groups of students, but often I'm reassigned into various other teaching roles as needed because we have been short on supply teachers for the last little while. And I used to hate being reassigned because it threw a total wrench into the plans that I had for my day. I had to cancel my regular groups and I had to be like shifting into a different role and covering somebody else's class. But my friend, I'm coming to see every reassignment as an opportunity to say, here I am, Lord, speak. Your servant is listening. And there are times I've been in a classroom that I normally wouldn't be in, and I end up having the most amazing, encouraging conversation with a student. I filled in shoes that I normally wouldn't have walked in because I made myself available to whatever it is God needs me for. I find myself there with opportunities I could have never orchestrated myself. And that started with a mindset shift. And then it flowed into just being available and asking Jesus to be there with me in whatever position he had me working that day. Your day can go one of two ways: the way you think it's going to go and it won't, or the way you have no idea how it will go and realize that it unfolds exactly as it should because it's how he planned it. The difference is you decide if you will be available or not. You don't have to yet be able to do whatever it is that he has planned for you. You don't have to feel confident in your skills or that you are fully qualified. He's got that part already taken care of. You don't have to be able, you just have to be available. And if you will simply decide to say, "Here I am, Lord, speak, your servant is listening," then my sister, get ready, because he's just going to take you on an adventure today. And it's cool because it's an adventure in your regular life, often in your regular routine, but he's going to show you things, reveal things to you that you wouldn't have ever seen if you don't make yourself available. And I hope that this comes across today in a way that makes sense to you. I know that God somehow uses these words that I'm speaking right now to just hit your heart in whatever way he knows you need to hear it. And I hope that this resonates with you. I hope it encourages you, and I hope it compels you to just see things a bit differently today by opening yourself up to being available to him, to being quiet for a little bit, just to hear him. You know, in the busy, noisy, chaotic world we live in, sometimes we just need a moment to quiet ourselves and to be still so that we can hear that voice and that prompting and that nudge in our hearts that just says, here's your next step. I am confident that you will take that step today. My sister, I am so glad that you have joined me today. I will be back here again next Tuesday with something new. I wish you all of God's blessings from my heart to yours. Bye for now.